Director of Free Market Institute and Economics Professor at Texas Tech University, Benjamin Powell, gave a lecture about the condition of sweatshops in developing countries.
When you travel outside of the United States, you see just the type of poverty that does not exist in the United States. By any objective standard around the globe, even the people in poverty in the United States are rich. And when you see this in other parts of the world, you have to wonder about how does this process of economic development work? Why are some countries rich? Why are some countries poor? And I think the most important and fundamental underlying cause of the difference is a good respect for private property rights, enforcing contracts, the rule of law, and what I'd call a large degree of economic freedom for people to freely associate in business. When countries have that, they grow and they grow rapidly, and people achieve a high standard of living. In countries that are overregulated and have governments that tax their citizens too much, regulate too much, are corrupt, don't enforce contracts, you see places that stagnate.
The professor says America shouldn't do any harm to other countries.
We don't help people by not interacting with them. So buy their goods and services that they export to the United States, engage in trade with them. The United States has been no help to Cuba by banning the imports from Cuba to the United States. We need to trade with them more. This, of course, is not going to be a panacea, though. I think we have to be realistic about what we in the West can do for those who are the rest. Ultimately, enforcing good governance is something that citizens in their own countries have to do for themselves. We've had no shortage of foreign interventions by the United States military, toppling governments and putting new ones in place with a U.S.-style constitution, and it works nothing like what we have in the United States, because these things are pieces of paper that don't enforce themselves. Ultimately, it's the ideology of the citizens that matters the most, I think.
Powell shares his opinion about labor cost.
What we have to realize is the labor cost is a small component of the overall costs that go into these goods. There isn't just some magical pool of super excess profits here because of all of the other marketing costs, distribution costs that go into getting the clothes here in the United States. It's just not a tight relationship with just its labor component.
I asked Powell about one of the sweatshop factories in Bangladesh that collapsed a few years ago.
That was, of course, was tragic for the 1,100 workers who died in that factory collapse. But we have to keep in mind that there's 4 million people working in the Bangladesh garment industry. And the work that I've done on this and studying the protested sweatshops in Bangladesh on average get people up over the $2 a day threshold of living standard, which is still, of course, impoverished by our standards. But over the time period I studied, 85% of the population of Bangladesh was under that threshold. So while an accident is always tragic, we have to weigh that against the 4 million people escaping extreme poverty.
Mohammad Najafian reporting for KVSC.